This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration on Sunday upheld a Trump-era rejection of nearly all of China's significant maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration also warned China that any attack on the Philippines and the Flashpoint region would draw U.S. response under mutual defense treaties. The stern message from Secretary of State Antony Blinken came in a statement released ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international tribunal's ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claims around the Spratly Islands and neighboring reefs and shoals. China rejects that ruling. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida said Sunday that they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed that site. The Miami-Dade County Mayor Danielle Levine Cava said that 90 deaths have now been confirmed in last month's collapse of the 12-story Surfside building, up from 86 a day before. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified. Their families have been notified, and about 31 people still remain missing. The Miami-Dade Police Department said three young children were among those recently identified. A U.S. citizen and former top aide to Jordan's King Abdullah II alleged he was tortured in Jordanian detention and fears for his life. His U.S.-based lawyer said this on Sunday on the eve of a verdict in the high-profile sedition trial linked to a rare public rift in the kingdom's ruling family.